and welcome to the D20 Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. And, well, it has been a while since the last episode. I have finally moved house. As such, I really hope that the D20 Future Show podcast and the D20 Future Show Live will both return to their regular schedules soon. After almost an entire year of the audio staring at me with an accusatory look, our legendary editor Matt Crawley has once again worked his magic, and I can finally bring you part one of Jason Statham's Big Vacation, live from Dragonmeet 2022. Dragonmeet is London's friendliest role-playing convention, and is back on this year, on the 2nd of December, in Hammersmith Novotel. Find out more at dragonmeet.co.uk. Jason Statham's Big Vacation is one of the astonishing number of free micro-RPGs available from Rowan, Rook & Deckard. That's rowanrookanddeckard.com. The audio from this episode is from the actual play performance from the podcast zone of Dragonmeet 2022, with a cast of podcasters made up of Matt from Merely Roleplayers, long-term friend of the show AJ from Pretending with Dice, and David and Rose from Who Lives, Who Dice. We had an absolute ball playing this very silly Grant Howitt game, and so I hope you have as much fun listening. Take it away, 2022 Richard. And welcome to the D20 Future Show Live. I am, as always, your host and your Statham Master, Richard. Woo! We're going to be playing Grant Howitt's magnum opus, the greatest game that's ever been, Jason Statham's Big Vacation. We're going to be playing it live in front of a studio and internet audience. And we're going to be playing with Matt.
Hello.
With... yes, you should applaud them too. With AJ. It's not all about me. David! And Rose! These fools who have volunteered to take part will be Jason Statham's entourage. Their job is to make sure that Jason Statham has a nice holiday. So it's high stakes. They are each going to introduce their characters in a minute. I will explain then how the game works. We will then decide where they're going to go on holiday. And the game will begin. So, let's start. Matt, do you want to tell us about your character?
Yes, hello. I am going to be playing Jason's agent, Grayson Bacon.
There we go. So,
kitted out.
The agent has three very special powers. They are Statham Law, failed actor, and narcotics. Should any of those special skills come into play, it's a bit easier than to achieve those than if just rolling for anything. Next we have AJ. AJ, tell us about your character.
I'm playing Tiny Tony McFace.
McFace.
Private security.
David.
Hello, I'm playing the very honourable, very prestigious Julian Farquhar. Jason's emergency lawyer.
Excellent. The private security special abilities, by the way, are these hands are weapons.
Oh my goodness.
These weapons are also weapons. And extraction. The lawyer has special abilities too. They are law, law.
I know nothing about law.
You do today.
Your character does. Spin doctor. And eye for detail.
No.
Again, your character does. Or I guess we'll see. It depends what the dice say. And last but by no means least, we have... Rose, tell us about your character.
Hello, darlings. I'm Beryl Goodbody. Sorry. And I will be the tour guide for this Jason Statham vacation. I know it like the back of me hand.
And the tour guide's special abilities are local knowledge, follow me, and extreme sports.
We all know what that is.
Jason.
You are going to kill me.
And I, of course, am playing Jason Statham. Hello, I'm Jason Statham.
And the way this game works is that any time the characters try and do anything where there is a risk of failure, they're going to roll a d12 and a d6. If the d12 is a 4 or below, they will succeed. Unless it's one of their special skills, in which case they have a higher margin. So, for example, when these weapons are also weapons comes out, it's an 8 or lower. If the D6 matches the D12, that is the Statham die, and Jason Statham does something unpredictable that I will make up on the spot. So you will see, very briefly, a look of terror on my face as I have to think of something, and then invariably Jason will shout, "Jason Statham!" Do something.
It is his catchphrase.
There will be... Yeah, exactly. He is very much like a Pokemon. There are four scenes. Jason has to survive all four scenes without getting dead, sad, arrested, or bored. Should the players fail at anything, there will be a risk that he will become increasingly dead, sad, arrested, or bored. If Jason Statham is dead, he will die. That will be bad. I think we can all agree.
No!
Apparently we're not agreeing.
Okay. The tour guide wants him dead.
No, we can't live without him. He's precious cargo.
Yeah, that's the attitude we want. Excellent. If Jason Statham becomes sad, he will break down in tears in the street, which will be a PR nightmare.
Oh, it's going to be so much work for me.
Exactly. I mean, but worse me, still would be if he gets arrested, because he'll go to jail. And lastly, if he becomes too bored, then his mum, who is played by Helen Mirren, will come and pick him up.
Ladies and gentlemen, for one day only.
I will play Helen Mirren. The world is yet to hear my Helen Mirren impression, so...
We can do it, guys.
He's been working on it for months. It's...
I haven't even worked on my Jason Statham impression. Here we go. So, where is Jason going to be on holiday? Let's have some suggestions, please.
Scarborough.
Thailand.
Nando's.
That's just one location. That's
the
not...
Isles of Scilly.
The Isles of Scilly, okay.
The Island of Fernando.
The Island of... I don't feel we can do better than the Island of Fernando, but if anyone has a suggestion better than the Isle of Fernando, a fictional, I'm assuming, Spanish hotel island?
It's on... I can't remember what it's now, but... Take me out. Paddy McGuinness. They always just go to the Isle of Fernando for their dates.
Okay.
It's also absolutely a real place.
A totally fictional, real place. Excellent. Okay. We're going to go to the Isle of Fernando, a full of take-me-out contestants, apparently.
It's a classy place.
And Nando's?
I couldn't be less equipped to run this. So, the one twist that you will have in this game is that, unfortunately, serious face, the no longer action star Wesley Snipes hates Jason for reasons that we will never truly understand. And as a result, he seeks to ruin every one of his holidays, armed only with his high-powered sniper rifle. He will attempt to spoil the... the holiday. He, of course, because of the actor's code, he won't actually shoot Jason with a sniper rifle, but he will try and ruin it every other way. Every scene will have a location and a complication, which I've just rolled for. So every scene begins with... So I'm going to assume that we're going to arrive on a speedboat at the Island of Fernando, which is definitely just a real place. Just one speedboat, yeah. The five of us are arriving on one speedboat.
Three to explode on three.
Yeah, exactly. But it's all right because Jason's leapt off each of them. But every scene begins with Jason kicking down a door or waking up or both.
We're on a speedboat. Yeah.
So the stakes have never been higher as you pull up to the dock and Jason kicks just the side of the speedboat in, making his own door, and he says, "Right, welcome to the Island of Fernando. This is going to be my holiday." And he turns to the tour guide and says, "I want to go snorkeling, and I want to go snorkeling now," as the boat slowly starts to sink.
All right, fabulous, Mr. Statham. We've got everything we need for that. And I open my gigantic purse and pull out snorkels.
Okay. Each donning snorkels, I think we're going to... The lawyer, by the looks of the thing, was bailing out the speedboat. So let's see how that goes with our first roll of the game.
No pressure.
All right, so it's the D12.
And unless you've got a special ability...
I don't have bailing water out of the speedboat. Yeah, it's and the D6 for the statement die.
Yeah, so...
All right, in we go. That's a 12.
Okay.
D12.
So as Jason and the crew just disappear below the water, Jason is saying, and he's going to take some points in dead because he's saying that as he's drowning.
Can I try and extract him from the water?
Yes, you can.
I'll give him like a leg up or something. I don't know what I'm pushing off of. Like a squid or something.
A school of squids.
Using them as like leverage to just kind of lift him up. That's also a 12. So.
What's happening is we've actually reached what the game calls danger mode. It's already within a D3 of drowning.
It's going well, guys.
Someone's going to need to find a way of extracting Jason from this situation, and it's clearly not going to be the security guard.
Can I remind Jason, just coffee in hand as the speedboat's going down, of his position previously on the British National Diving Team.
Yep. Yeah.
And that he's actually very at home in the water. Darn.
This sounds like a Statham Law role to me.
Is this the first role of an actual skill of the game?
No, we had extraction.
That went just me that's the idiot.
Third 12. That's a 1.
That's a 1! Yay! So as through presumably sign language, because you're underwater, you communicate, yet you swim good. Jason goes... and swims easily to the surface and says, "Oh, thank goodness." And he recovers, I think, D3 hit points as a result. There we go. There we go. So Jason isn't going to die just yet.
Straight away. Almost killed him.
That's hilarious, though.
He says, "So, snorkeling, give it a snorkel." And you presumably pass out snorkels to everybody.
Precisely.
Everyone gets a set of snorkels. Jason fits his. Just ripping off his shirt.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's... my mind was impeccable, obviously. Oh, yours not so much.
I put it on over my sunglasses.
Okay, yeah.
These are attached to my head.
Yeah. And it swims now peacefully, calmly over the coast of the island of Fernando. He swims, he stares. There is, unfortunately... projected over the seabed, just a really sad film. It's an art installation that has been paid for by the local community, and it's just a really touching, sad film of it's a mother watching her child disappear on a train, and this stirs up some trauma within Jason's own life as he remembers once getting on a train. He is deeply moved by this, and he starts to get a bit sad, and you can actually see his goggles are starting to fill up with tears.
I would like to immediately find the manager of whatever, like, art installation this is, and remind them of R versus Sadness, the famous case in 1983, where it actually became illegal on the Isle of Fernando for sad films to be played while Jason Statham was arriving. Okay.
I'd like to remind you all, a totally real place, apparently. Let's have a law roll as you attempt to... let's establish precedent before we work out how you're going to find whoever's in charge of this.
Sure. It's a 3, but Jason Statham does something else. I'm the chaos element. So
as you start to just bring up, presumably out of your now quite wet briefcase, just laminated precedent papers.
Not much last time.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been snorkeling with Jason before.
Oh, you're a maritime lawyer.
I'm every kind of lawyer, darling.
It's very prestigious. It says so in his name. Jason, he rips off his snorkel, rips off his goggles, shouts, which is Jason Statham, but obviously he's underwater, and just starts... digging at the floor of the seabed. He just starts digging. It looks like he may be there for some time unless someone can dissuade him. At the same time, you manage to find the guy running the projector. And he quite frankly, as soon as apparently Jason has lawyered up over this, doesn't want anything to do with the situation, and just switches it over to some cartoons, turns to you and says, is that all right?
Well, just looks like it doesn't happen again.
That is a dead-on local accent. Shut up. Is cartoons all right? You like Donald Duck?
Only happiness near Mr. Statham, thank you.
He pauses, thinks for a second, and changes it to a Daffy Duck cartoon, just to be sure.
Excellent.
We've avoided sad, but unfortunately Jason is now starting to drown because he won't give up on digging for whatever it is.
Can I fight the ocean?
Can any of us truly fight the ocean?
with
hands or with weapons?
With my hands. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
That's
a nine.
It's a nine.
Yeah. So, as you attempt to attack the ocean floor with Jason, he is, for whatever reason, totally fixated on digging to the point where he starts to drown. The 2 points of dead he's taking.
I really should have gone with extraction.
It's entirely possible that you should have gone with extraction, but if anyone else has any idea...
I use my powers of local lore to unearth the buried treasure that Jason is definitely searching for?
There's only one way to find out.
Excellent. No.
Await.
Oh, double sixes.
Double six. So your local knowledge is 7, so you just sort of point, and Jason immediately unearths it's in a treasure chest. It's got barnacles on it. There's one octopus just kind of loops, and he just flings the octopus away, swims up to the surface. As he breaches the surface, he just using his power as an Olympic diver, arcs beautifully through the air, lands on the dockside, and then just starts to hand out the gold in this treasure chest to local children, who are like, gold! Again, dead on local accent.
I'm streaming all of this. This is excellent for Jason's reputation.
Okay, yep, amazing. So as he hands out this the long-discovered treasure of Saint Isle of Fernando. The island was named after the Saint Isle of Fernando. They take away the treasure and a crowd starts to gather. However, Jason is done with snorkeling. He's on to his next dream, which is inevitably, right, that's it, I've handed out treasure. I've snorkeled. I've seen a very sad film, but I think I'm over it now because the Daffy Duck cartoons were very funny. So now I want to go to a petting zoo. That is what I need. I need to pet some animals.
Excellent. Well, follow me onwards to the petting zoo of
All right.
Fernando.
Okay, as you attempt to get Jason to follow you, let's have a follow me roll.
7 and 4.
And follow me is a...
6.
6. Okay, so you gather... obviously, a group of local children have started to follow because the Hollywood actor Jason Statham is handing out gold. And you lead a procession of Jason, who just... at the beginning of the scene, obviously, he just kicked in the door of a shop. he heads down the street following you as you confidently go in the wrong direction.
So the Isle of Fernando has a fantastic petting zoo where we can find many owls and storks, pigeons to pat, perhaps, the odd pig. Come on, Jason, come on.
And unfortunately, the closest thing you can find to a petting zoo is a series of rock pools
have
some crabs in. But as a result, you don't want to lose face, so you lead Jason in. He's like, oh, yeah, I've never petted a crab. I've always thought it would be slightly unsatisfactory, given that they don't really like people and they're not fluffy.
Oh, they are very friendly here, though, I tell you.
Right. The children are kind of now obsessed and watching and basically going, well, where's the gold now? So they're like, no, he would give us more gold.
Someone get rid of him.
I would like to step up to the thing to go, I, the famous Julian Farquhar, will deal with the, whatever the name is. I approach the children.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I understand that we are all seeking gold, but is the true gold of Master Statham's presence not his presence itself? And I will attempt to use Spin Doctor.
Okay, yep, okay.
That is a 5, that is a pass.
Okay. The children are like, oh, see, yeah, the real god is seeing the Hollywood actor Jason Statham in the flesh. We have had our fill. And they start to filter away. Each taking one of your business cards, obviously.
Naturally. I point out several people that they could probably sue.
Yeah.
I want to just be keeping an eye on the crabs because their hands are also weapons.
Well done.
Threatened
well
by done. The crabs. You're like, just keeping
it's kind of like a game recognized game sort of thing.
Okay, all right. So yeah,
I'm just like, I know what they're capable of and I'm watching them.
And seeing that Jason was a bit sceptical about petting the crabs and how mm-hmm. satisfactory that would be, I'd just like to sort of coach him through that.
Okay.
Jason, darling, my beautiful peach fuzz of a man. Think of this as an acting challenge.
Right.
If you can believe that petting the crabs is as satisfactory as petting a cute little alpaca or something...
Then, oh, no, they are my favourite, the alpacas, so it's a good...
I know, sweetie, yes.
All right, yeah.
If you can imagine the feeling of petting an alpaca as you're petting the crab, and it'll enhance your craft, Jason.
All right. My motivation is I want a pet and be relaxed. And as he reaches down to pet the crab, unfortunately, you all at the same time notice that this rock pool is entirely filled with electric eels.
I want to extract his hand by getting in there before him so he can't get his hands in.
All right, okay, so as he is preparing himself mentally and reaching down, you are going to extract...
I'm going to take that eel for him.
All right, okay. Let's have an extraction roll.
That's a 10.
No, okay, so as you kind of reach down... Your hand touches his hand as he touches the electric eel.
It's a bit of tension.
Oh, it's like a ghost moment.
It is a shocking moment as he takes two more points of dead.
No. He's about to die, everyone, by the way.
One more.
For the second time, this time he is within 1 point of dying as Jason goes, you see his bones projected through his skin as the electric eels on there shocking him. We're in danger mode again. Someone's going to have to save Jason from the electric eels.
I would like to sue the eels.
We can double team this because you can deal with the eels themselves.
I'll sue the eels. I will sue the eels. Pants off them.
I know that electric shocks cause muscle spasms and I just happen to have the perfect thing to relax spasmed muscles.
Oh no.
Okay, so the way this is going to work is that first you're going to attempt to relax Jason using some narcotics, I'm assuming.
Badger tranquilizers, I've got all of the good stuff.
Yeah, that stock of badger tranquilizers you always take with you. Yeah,
Jason's very partial.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's see how that works.
6 on the dot.
Okay, and the Statham dies.
And the Statham dies also a 6.
Okay, brilliant. So, as Jason relaxes and slips under the water of the pool, just feeling really badger relaxed, the lawyer is now going to lawyer up and sue these electric eels.
Absolutely.
And if this goes well, we'll just have to deal with the fact that Jason is just under the water.
It did not go well.
Okay. So as Jason just slips into a peaceful, dreamlike state under the water, and you start just handing out subpoenas to electric eels who, entirely unmoved by this, swim past, Jason, there's just something in his muscle memory, his very relaxed muscle memory triggers, and he powers himself into the air, does a pike, double somersault and lands on the coast completely naked in a T-pose and shouts and collapses to the floor. He is now just his muscles are so relaxed that he can't move.
That's having a nice holiday to me.
I'm not here to judge.
I never saw it, but I imagine this is how the movie Crank ended. He was in that one, right?
I mean, I think. he was in that one, and I assume it was badger tranquilizers, eels, and diving skills. Yeah.
It's what I'd write.
There is an awkward pause for about half an hour as Jason just lies naked.
Beryl takes many photos.
Okay, yep. You're not alone, because the paparazzi who've really come to photograph Take Me Out contestants have... What they've done is they've realised that a naked Jason Statham is just lying on near these rock pools and thought, photographing Take Me Out contestants for a Daily Mail piece is probably not going to get me as good as these, which will go into heat at least. And I've started to take photographs.
I want to deal with the paparazzi.
Okay.
By karate chopping their cameras.
Go for it.
I feel like that's...
These hands.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, these hands
the
are weapons.
They deserve. Yes.
These cameras...
are unacceptable.
Targets, yeah. Yep. That's an 8. My skill's an 8.
Okay, so there is now a brutal action sequence as you John Wick your way through all of
just down the line.
There's one where you elbow the camera into the air, pick it up and smash it into one of their faces, and then but you never stop. There's just this whirlwind of violence and camera lenses.
That guy's now called Lens Face because he's just got like a cannon. it's permanently embedded in his forehead. He gets great zoom, but he can't.
But he can't actually take any photographs.
Just
forever the irony of being trapped in the reality. But Jason slowly starts to come to.
It's a supervillain origin for sure.
They deserve it. If you're watching this and you work for the paparazzi, I'm not sorry. Stop it. Do something nice with your photography. We're going to move on to our third scene. We are absolutely motoring through these. So we can take our time. Calm down, Richard. It's going to be fine. And in fact...
with one hit point, it might not be.
That is what Jason wants to do now. He says, as he kind of comes around, he's like, I'm feeling quite zen and a bit vulnerable. Quite zen. And what I really need, he says, just kicking the door off a car that goes past, is I just need to do some yoga, some warrior pose, some child's pose, a third yoga pose that Richard doesn't know.
Downward dog.
Downward facing dog. Yeah, that's another one. I need to do all of those things on the Isle of Fernando. To just get really centred and prepared.
Well, in which case, I'll take you to the Isle of Fernando's prime yoga studio and spa.
Okay.
Follow me.
All right, here we go.
Or local knowledge.
Yeah, local knowledge would be better.
Yep.
Neither of them will help that.
Yeah,
eight,
neither of them will help the fact that I'm on the 8 and the 12.
So unfortunately, being apparently the worst tour guide ever,
she's transfixed by Jason's nakedness.
It's understandable.
He's still naked.
Yes, he is.
He is still naked, as none of you have made any attempt to clothe him.
That's fine. Don't.
I mean, who knows what he's like between films, but yeah, that's a yoga ready body right there. Sorry, brief.
We all got a bit distracted.
That's all Beryl's been doing.
And you lead him confidently past the petting zoo to a wide open field full only of roaming Take Me Out contestants. No sign of a yoga instructor anywhere. And he starts to get just a bit bored.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's going to take 3 points of bored.
I feel like one of these Take Me Out contestants must be a yoga instructor. Okay. I'm just gonna start going around. And in fact, I've got the producers of Take Me Out on speed dial.
Okay, yep.
So I'm going to call them up and just find out which of them I should be... hitting up for some yoga instruction.
Brilliant. And which of your skills are you using?
I don't think that's a skill.
Okay. Go for it then. We're looking for a 4 or less.
Detect yoga.
No, that's a 6.
Okay. So you do get through to the Take Me Out producers, but they totally misunderstand. And you have quite a long conversation where you explain that, no, you don't want to be on Take Me Out.
No, and neither does Jason, darling, actually, no.
Once you mention that Jason Statham is involved, they become fixated on the idea that Jason Statham, who they've just seen some paparazzi shots of, and he is looking very handsome and very naked, and they're sort of imagining maybe a naked celebrity edition, and as a result, you get absolutely nowhere. And so there's a bit of a delay as he gets increasingly bored.
And Len's face works fast.
he does. Well, now he has a vendetta.
Well, you see, on the Isle of Fernando, yoga is actually considered an extreme sport, so okay. I would like to start taking Jason through the forms.
Okay, the extreme yoga forms. Brilliant. Well, let's have an extreme sports roll.
I mean that is very good. That's very good.
So what we've got is two ones. And so, as you take Jason through the extreme yoga poses...
Is the unexpected thing that he falls in love with Beryl.
Oh my God, please, I will spin it so well.
I feel like Beryl is expecting that quite a lot. Don't know how
sure, yeah. So, in fact, there's a moment as he is... on one knee, he actually just full-on just is caught up in the moment as he's feeling so centered, so connected to the earth and everything around it, that he just proposes. At which moment, his wife appears.
I immediately divorce them.
So we're going to see how quickie divorce you can manage with your law.
And Beryl would like to use the extreme sport of hand-to-hand combat to attack the wife.
Oh no, it's a 12.
So
that would have been so great.
So as you start to attempt to manage a quickie divorce. Just, she kicks you, she elbows you in the face, she takes your briefcase and just flings it into the ocean.
I want to extract the wife.
But, yes! Before
Everyone's
you get a chance,
on Beryl's side.
Beryl is going to attempt to use one of the extreme sports of extreme violence she knows to disable Jason's wife.
Yes. Oh! I rolled an 8 in the 10.
Yeah, unfortunately, she is a badass. And she breaks both of your arms as she says, "You are not having my man." Jason just sort of snaps to his senses. He was caught up in the moment and he attempts to explain this to a very, very cross wife. Does anyone know Jason's wife's name, by the way? Because I can't remember.
Rose,
there
what?
We go.
Yep.
Thank you. So, Rose, I didn't mean it. It was all about yoga. I don't know what came over me. She is not impressed. She says, "We are going to have to work on this in couples counselling later. But for the sake of the story, I'm going to get on this helicopter. I'm going to see you back at home. And if that woman is there, I'm going to break her legs." Yeah, good. "Oh, I love you," she says, Jason, as the helicopter flies away. He is momentarily taken back to seeing the helicopter, and he's going to take some points of sad. It is only 1 point of sad, so we're all right. We're a little ways away.
His marriage almost fell apart. It's only 1 point of
sad.
Well, and a helicopter is just a flying train.
That is what the ancient Greeks said, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, a helicopter is just a flying train. So,
those producers really tied me up on the phone for a long time. What did I miss?
Jason and I are engaged.
No, we're not.
You asked. You
I didn't mean it.
Backseat on the Isle of Fernando.
Yeah, that's another point of sad as he realises that he's going to have to let one woman down, and it either has to be the tour guide he's only just met or his wife of several years.
Tough choice.
It's all right, Jason. We'll get through this together.
No, we will not.
Can I try to cheer him up by reminding? I've been with Jason long enough. I've seen this marriage. I've seen I was there when they were courting. I was present at the birth of their first child. I'm going to remind him all of the good times and try and make him feel happier.
So I'm assuming this is a narcotics roll?
Or a Statham Law?
Yeah, maybe that's
about his life.
Let's have a Statham Law roll as you just remind him of all of the good times, including the child he may or may not have.
Yes,
I'm looking at Fiona as if she knows everything about Jason Statham.
No idea.
No, she was just the agent last
remember
time.
Remember your beautiful child with your wife Rosie, Jack Oscar Statham.
I don't know if that's real or not, but
that's a 12.
That's a 12.
It's not real.
I don't have any kids. Who are you you thinking of?
Oh, shit, I might be mixing you up with another client.
Another client?
I'm sorry, Jason.
Yeah, Matt.
What's that?
He is more sad about that than the potential falling apart.
But that makes me feel very good, honestly.
His agent might have another client.
So what I'm going to do now is I will emerge from, getting my briefcase from water, having handed my card to a few other contestants.
Yep.
Whoever. Jason. Now, what we have to understand that we're viewing this all wrong. This is simply a moment of growth for you to understand that although the world does certainly revolve around Jason Statham,
obviously,
there are also other planets in the solar system.
Right. I don't completely follow where you're going with this, but you're a very smart lawyer, so I will continue to hear where this goes.
Now, what I'm saying is that we don't have to... I will make this all work. The problems with the wife, the...
Fiancé.
The fiancé.
No, I do not have a fiancé.
No,
really important we understand this.
We absolutely understand this, Jason, but what we're going to do, I'm going to make this the greatest story ever. It'll be one of a man who stumbled, who slipped in his convictions, his oaths, but then he built himself back up to start the greatest career comeback. Not that your career is declining. The greatest career upturn, not that it's, again, that anyone has ever seen in the history of this world.
You mean we're going to make Crank 3?
We're going to make Crank 3, Jason!
Come on!
Will they make Crank 3? Will Beryl get to marry Jason? And can Julian Farquhar get Jason out of all of the legal trouble that will cause? Find out next time on the concluding part of the D20 Future Show plays Jason Statham's big vacation live from Dragon Meet 2022.